Hospital has this week opened its upgraded emergency department, which includes a new pediatric section. The $10 million upgrade aims to provide safer and better care for children and families in one of Queensland's busiest emergency departments. The new pediatric facilities include a separate waiting area, triage and treatment spaces specifically designed for families. The upgrade will also deliver 12 more treatment spaces in the emergency department, including a mental health lounge for low acuity patients needing emergency care.
And Australian endurance athlete Phil Gore has broken a world record after running almost 700 kilometres in 4 days on a Queensland cattle farm. Gore was competing in what organisers call the Race with No Finish Line, an ultramarathon that requires runners to complete a 6.7-kilometre loop every hour for as long as they can, until one competitor remains. Gore completed 102 laps of the course in Anango, 180 kilometres northwest of Brisbane, beating the previous record by one lap.
In national news, Australian Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers has reported a rise in social media abuse, which has spread misinformation over the voting process for the upcoming Voice to Parliament referendum. Rogers says the tones of online comments on posts surrounding voting information, as well as recent elections, has been aggressive. He said, quote, "We're adapting our own social media footprint and the way in which we engage with individuals. There's no point going down a rabbit hole when you know that someone is deliberately trying to take you down," end quote.
And Western Australia's abortion laws are set for a major update. Reforms aimed at streamlining access to abortion were introduced to Parliament yesterday. The proposed changes would increase the gestational time limit, where additional restrictions are imposed, from 20 weeks to 23. And doctors who conscientiously object to abortions will need to refer patients to other professionals. The requirement for mandatory counselling would also be removed. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says the changes are mostly about making it easier for women to access abortions earlier.
And in international news, researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems in Germany have designed a small robot that can shapeshift and produce heat to incinerate cancer cells or stop internal bleeding. The 1-centimetre robot has overlapping aluminium plates inspired by pangolins and rectangular scales over soft magnetic material, which can let the robot change its shape. To make it move, curl up, stretch out, or get warm, the researchers direct magnetic fields at its metal parts.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. It's currently 16 degrees and an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.
You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. This is Talking Zeds. My name's Heather. I'm with Andrew